The process has a purpose. God gives us courage and strength to go through the process. But like pain, happiness is also temporal. And the pursuit of higher things come at the expense of the pursuit of happiness. This podcast will help you settle into this season and encourage you to make the best of it. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Welcome to Chatting with Charity. I'm so excited to have this podcast and this ride with you. It's all about settling in. So we're going to call this ride, again, settling in. If you're like me, you've probably been super confused in your journey through life, trying to figure out how to navigate outside of the pandemic and into what you need to do, what your purpose is. And maybe if you knew who you were and what you wanted to do before the pandemic, then you might be a little bit confused now, trying to navigate through your own purpose and your own new rediscovery and just figuring out like how you want to live life. This ride is for you. It's called Settle In, and I'm excited to talk to you about three different things. I want you to understand that number one, God wants all of us to have peace, hope, and a future. Number two, it's not designed to harm us and it will end. Everything we go through has a purpose and a plan. And last but not least, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and He knows those thoughts He thinks towards us. I'm going to go with you through this ride, and I hope that you will find more of a profound understanding of how God really sees you and why you are where you are and how you can find more appreciation about who you are and why God created you that way. I know for myself, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out, like, God, why would you put me through all of these things? Sometimes we can feel like God is punishing us, making us go through things to teach us things to help other people. That makes me feel like a slave, and it makes me feel like, okay, well, God, you're punishing me so I can help other people. How does that make sense? How does that make me feel good? Where do I get to find joy? Okay, so this problem and this trial and this tribulation is for my good, but why is everything that's good feel so bad? I went through that so many times over and over, over and over in my head, but it's not until this season that I understand the purpose of settling in. The things that we go through in this world, in this atmosphere that are really ordained, like curated and manifested by the enemy, are bigger than anything that we can comprehend. It's important for us to develop certain skills and nuances that allow us to attack the enemy where he does not expect it. And I know it can suck to constantly feel like you're up against this threshold, but that is the purpose of your existence. You are created to travail. You are created to conquer. You are created to be big. And sometimes being small feels so good, but over time it makes you feel uncomfortable because there's something deep inside of you that's urging to come out. There's something deep that's trying to vomit itself out, right? Vomit in a good way, not in the bad way, but in the sense that you cannot resist the call of God if it's upon your life. So I want to talk to you about why it's important to settle in, how you can settle in, and what is God trying to speak to you in this season of discomfort or even in a season of success. I find that right now, after having my baby, that I am in the best season of my life. I am in the best season of my life. And with that comes so much anxiety and fear because I feel like, oh my God, like, will I fail? Whatever season you're in, you need to settle into it because whether it's prosperity or danger, it feels the same. That's the first thing you have to get out of your head is thinking like, okay, well, God, when I get over this, I'm going to be so much more happier. No, it's just another thing coming. When you live in the pursuit, then you no longer think about what is on the other side. You really get to travel through the journey feeling good about yourself. So let's just go ahead and get to point one. Point one is that God wants you to have peace, hope, and a future. I'm doing that because sometimes I need to calm down. I'm telling you, I could work up an entire fiasco, an entire thought, idea, my imagination is a very, very big. I mean, it's about as loud as my mouth, okay? And I can constantly think up these things that are so terrifying. And in that same mind frame, I'm like, wow. So God gives us peace that surpasses all understanding so that the things that I'm thinking about can't actually take over me because the peace will bind them. Now, that can be said, but for you to understand what that feels like, it's very difficult. And I say it's difficult because it's not until now in this season of my life where I am a mom and I have no clue what I'm doing. Honestly, they give me child and I'm supposed to raise child. Me, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. And that ambiguity of not knowing is exactly what has positioned me to understand the peace of God. Because I don't know, and I have no clue what comes next, I have no choice but to find peace. Because this kid is going to continue to grow, and I cannot squeeze myself to the point where I am not even here on this earth in this atmosphere for him. So I just rest in peace. And when I also think about hope, I name my child Gabriel Tumaini. Tumaini means hope in Swahili. I'm from Kenya, at least my blood is. So I rep Kenya really hard. And I named him Tumaini because I felt like he was the first promise and the first prophecy that came true in my life and allowed me to really see the manifestation of God and the Bible come to life. Okay, it's like that Jeremiah verse that says, I know the plans that I have for you before I formed you in your mother's womb. It made me feel so incredibly special to know that God really did write those words about me in his book that I would have my baby. So I named Gabriel's middle name Hope because he is the hope for my future. If God can do that for me and give me that baby against all odds, then every other prophecy he's designed for my life is possible. So sometimes you have to look in your life for the small things that God has done so you can figure out where God is at and how he moves. When you understand the language of God, the position of God in your life, and most importantly, the purpose of your existence through God, then you will be able to manifest that glory we all want because God has called us to be kings and queens. And it is a matter for us to search out those things and to live in this life of opulence, not in material wealth, but in spiritual wealth. When we go out into the world, we're not afraid or intimidated. And the future is the part that I really want to talk to you about. So now that we understand that we're called to have peace, hope is also in our hands, and future has been given to us, man, there's something about living in the first world country where everything is so fast paced. Part of the reason why I left the East Coast and came to the South is because I could not believe how fast the months were going. I couldn't take a breath. Every holiday was coming up. Like, time is going. Your girl is 31, going to 32. How'd it happen? I don't even know. But I felt so unaccomplished. I would wake up, suck in air, and blow out air. Like I was somebody's exhaust pipe. Okay, and that's very nasty and unladylike, okay, and trifling to begin with. And I kept thinking, like, guy, you didn't put me on this earth for what? So I can suck in air, pump it out? What am I doing with my life? And that future at the exact same time gave me anxiety. You ever get a good prophecy? A real good prophecy that's like, oh, you're going to be the next president of Argentina. And you're like, me, presidente. Why would I be the president of Argentina? What have I done? I actually just robbed the bank yesterday. Why would they want me? Okay, El Chapo. Why would they want El Chapo? I know I'm digressing, but the point I'm trying to say is that oftentimes God will position peculiar people into very prominent spaces. And you ask yourself, guy, why me, Lord? I have not done anything correctly. I'm not prepared for this. And that's exactly the God that we serve. We serve the God that sees beneath all of the extra sewage and gunk that suffocates us as human beings. He sees us for who he created us to be. Your future is based on God's purpose for your life, and your present is to help you navigate through what you're going through so ultimately you can get to where God has called you to be. In your future is prosperity. In your present is faith and mercy. You have to believe that your future is possible and to also know that God has given you mercy for where you are. If you're not properly aligned for where you think God is calling you to be, you can get there. Your future is designed to propel you to think those things that are higher and those things that God wants of you and pursue those things. And that's where your magnification of your purpose happens. And then I want us to move on to the next point of this ride of settling in. It's that whatever you're going through is not designed to harm you, and it will end. I know it sounds really, really crazy to think sometimes when you're in hardship that you can focus on the end, because sometimes the ending is far, far, far away, Lord. I mean, if I was told that it would take 7 years after my mom died, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ichi, ni, san, shi, go, roku, shishi, 7 years. 7. I don't know. I would have just been like, okay, well, can someone just come and get me back from Jamaica off the beach when the 7 years have passed? If I would have known, 7. 7, all of my 20s would have been sucked up dry into the hellhole I found myself in, I would have not pursued it. I would have been like, okay, God, 7 years is too much to ask. But God is the author of time. And that's where we often confuse ourselves, because we feel like 7 years is a lot to us, but who knows if you're gonna live to 110. And the people that you're comparing yourself to will only live till 70. God has given you an extra 40 years on the other side of that. And those are healthy years, not years where you have dementia, Alzheimer's, or anything like that. I'm talking about quality old years where you twerking that back slowly, because you know them knees. Them knees buckle, okay? God don't say the kneecaps. On your way out, your bones will crumble. But the point is still, like, what is it that we make ourselves feel like God cannot redeem time, although he is a controller of all time? So what you're going through is not designed to harm you. It's literally there to shape you for your purpose. That sounds like, I better stop tapping this mic because my audio is gonna be trash, but it's designed to really position you, you know? When I think about my life today, because I'm constantly revisiting myself to understand, why has the Holy Spirit put these words or these nuances into my heart? Why am I sharing this with you? Why does this matter? And it's because a lot of us have given up things in our lives that our parents didn't really have to give up. My mom never had to give up her entire family. Yeah, she moved across the seas from Kenya to the US to come and plant her seeds here. And she did separate herself from her family, but her family didn't die. Death is the end of all things. It will not come back. Okay, dry bones and dead bones are two different things. And for me to kind of like face that acceptance of like, my family is dead, it makes you feel like a refugee, and I'm not a refugee. But I feel that anguish and that pain of like, I've had this life that I can't even show to you or you. I can't show you this life. Why did God take this thing from me that was so amazing and make me start over with like no existence, basically? No existence, basically. I sit back and I realize that this is an opportunity for me to create a life that my mom could have never given me. It's an opportunity for me to forge a family that is so magnificent and hand collected by myself, prayed over and orchestrated by the hand of God. I don't have to be the person who's born into iniquity and stay in iniquity. I get the opportunity to be something bigger. And sometimes it costs us the things that we desire the most. And for me, I thought that having my family, my family that I knew from a little kid, a little girl growing up into that meant so much to me that that was the end of that. But what God was giving me was something more beautiful. And as much as I miss my mom, and I think I've said this before, and this is my second time admitting this, as much as I miss my mom and wish she was here, I'm actually happier. I am so happy today with the life that God has given me and where God has positioned me, because everything that has happened in my life was not designed to harm me, but to be for my good. Everything that has happened in my life had a start and an end purpose. There's nothing in this world that is happening continuously. It will end. So those bad feelings you're feeling, they have an ending. Those happy feelings you're feeling, they have an ending. And I want in every ride that we do, when we talk about the good and the funny stuff, that we always have a balance. Balance it, okay? Balance it to understand that the good and the bad is equally purposeful. We don't just take the good, we need the bad. The point of the ending is to help us merge in how to focus and enjoy it. Focus and get the purpose out of it. And that's really the purpose of life, is to move with fluidness, but also a fluidity, that's the word, and to not find ourselves becoming so mentally anxious or depressed because we don't know what's going on. And last but not least, right, for this ride about settling in, God's thoughts are higher and He knows the thoughts that He has towards you. You ever get a compliment from someone and you're like, oh yeah, you too. Oh God, you're so gorgeous. Or you have someone say, oh, you're looking so fashionable. I love how that outfit looks on you. And you go, oh yeah, I'm just tucking in fat, small, tuck. Me, I'm just hiding kidogo. Uh-huh. Or someone says, you really look happy. And you go, actually, I'm miserable. My life is awful and it sucks. The sad part about that is that when we are unable to receive and perceive the things that other people see about us in particular moments, it traps us into the thoughts of what the enemy thinks about us. If someone is saying to you, like my girlfriend Catherine DM'd me and was like, girl, you are looking skinny. Your walks to Trader Joe's, your walks to Target, you are looking skinny. And I said, actually, Catherine, I've gained 2 pounds. I'm like getting fatter, and I don't know why, because I climb mountains with this baby on my back. Being a single mom is not easy. You never put the daggone kid down until they're asleep. And you're constantly running around doing things. Why am I gaining weight? And I'm looking at all these things that I could be doing differently instead of just saying, maybe I am getting skinny. Because if Catherine can see I'm getting skinny, without knowing all of these extra things in between, then Charity, you're getting skinny. It's that simple. It's hard for us to receive the things that are good towards us, the good things that people say about us, because we have things that are made up in our heads. And I say that because it's the same way when we think about the things that God thinks about us and the things that God has towards us, the things that He wants us to have. It is hard for us to receive or to think these higher things because we're so set in our ways. And I'm here to tell you today that repentance, favor, mercy, forgiveness, and just all the many beautiful nuances of God are here to help you believe in what God has called you to be. It's not easy to think that tomorrow is better than today, that you are called to be the president and not the janitor. And those things seem very impossible, but there are many people in this world who have been able to take hold of that belief. Many people, even without the promises of God, okay? There are many un-God believers, un-Jesus believers that have been able to take on to that same manifestation, that same desire, and that willpower, and that feeling of like, I'm called to be something greater, and pursue it and become something. Why can't you? Why can't you, knowing that you have the Almighty, okay, the God of all gods, the God that created this earth, the one that made darkness and light, the one that called sun and said this is day and called darkness night, how are you not capable of being able to pursue, to conquest, and to actualize your life the way the Bible says you should live your life? I know the answers to those questions for myself, and I probably know the answers to those questions for you, but I need you to understand that if you don't settle into the life that God has called you to have, you'll constantly question where you are. Why am I here? Instead of receiving the reasons why you're here and the knowledge of why you're here. I'm going to share this with you because I hate putting my prophecies on record, but I know that my life is going to change in a couple of months. And I say to myself, well, God, I just got to this amazing space where I love my life. Why do you want to change it for me? I love it so much. Like, my mind is clear. I kind of know what I want to do. Your girl went to the gym yesterday, ejercicio. I am out here travailing. Why are you shaking up my world? And I sit back and I realize, God is telling me to settle in, but to not get too comfortable. So not getting too comfortable is the next part of this podcast. But for the part that matters to you, it's settling in. And my life is not perfect by any means. I don't care what you see on social media, what you see me posting. People keep thinking I'm killing the mom life. I'm actually not. My arms are burning on fire. I'm so exhausted. Like, to sleep normally, I know it's impacting my weight. I know it's impacting how functional I am. And I'm like, God, if I could just squeeze more out of the day, but I can't because I'm so tired. And some days I'm just grabbing for my own sanity. Some days I'm grabbing for Bible verses. Other days, you know, sermons, word of knowledge. I don't know. I'm grabbing for all kinds of things to keep my own sanity. But this is where I'm at. And I'm settled into this season because I know that God gave me my baby for a reason. And he gave it to me alone for a reason. And I will never take my baby for granted. So me, I suffer for sleep, meaning I suffer for sleep. But I'm okay with that because all things happen for the good of those who love the Lord. And most importantly, point one says, God wants us to have peace, hope, and the future. I am very peaceful. I'm living in hope. Is the future, is the money. And number two, it's not designed to harm you and it will end. At some point, my baby will sleep for 8 hours. He will sleep for 8, 12, 14, 16, whatever, how many hours straight without asking for bottles and diaper changes, okay? We are getting there. We are getting there. It is coming. And last but not least, God's thoughts are higher and he knows those thoughts that he has towards us. God wants the best for me and he wants the best for you. Focus on what he thinks about you and not what you think about you. And when those two thoughts align, where you are driving yourself towards the thoughts of God, then you will be living in perfect harmony and operating in purpose. I love you for riding with me. This is Chatting with Charity with your girl Charity. If you love this ride, make sure you share it with your friends. Like, subscribe, go watch the live on YouTube. Hey, YouTube. Hey, Instagram. Make sure you go and watch us on these different channels because it might hit you differently. And give us a rating, okay? Give us some ratings on Apple, Spotify, wherever you love to listen to podcasts. And if you have not been tracking with me on my personal page, Charity Gashenga on Instagram, I want to see you there because we are about to launch something amazing, okay? Lux & Co. is about to be an amazing platform for all of us to come together and our writers to get to know other writers. So tune in to all the amazing things that are happening. But if you don't get the chance to, I want you to know that I love you and I thank you for riding on Chatting with Charity. Bye. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity.